Traffic and weather together on the nines, a 7-day forecast. Kevin Eubank went sledding. He's not here. I'm serious. Dan Guthrie's in the KSL Weather Center, brought to you by Mercedes-Benz of Farmington. So it seems we have like two forecasts, North and Salt Lake.
Yeah, we do. Well, first of all, knowing Kevin, it would be snowboarding, but we're going to be talking about, we've got the snow's going to be coming in basically from the west, but the northern, extreme northern Utah is going to get a little bit more as you work your way towards, say, the Salt Lake Valley to the Utah Valley. It'll get a little bit less. Overall, we could see for the northern valleys up to about 4 inches, but most locations will see 1 to 2. Some locations won't see any at all. So it's going to be kind of scattered. So keep that in mind. And this is going to transition over into rain by the time we hit the day on Friday for the valleys, as snow levels will go up to about 6,000 feet. Then back down to rain snow mix on Saturday. All snow Sunday, but it'll wrap up Sunday morning. And we actually have another system that comes next week that looks to be just as wet.
This storm sounds a little schizophrenic. It's not sure if it wants to be a rainstorm, a snowstorm, or a rainstorm, a snow.
Right. Well, right. Normally, we'll get snow and all the moisture comes with the cold front. But what we actually have with the system is we're still in the warm sector of the storm that's going to be moving in and building in the next day. So some locations will see the rain. And then eventually, as we get Saturday, the cold front swings through, back to all snow like we're used to.
Okay, we'll follow along. Best thing you could do is listen to the radio, stay close to KSL News Radio. 27 degrees in Salt Lake City.